SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We are celebrating freedom on July the 4th, and this is going to be a special year. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. I'm talking to our friends Jason Roy from Building 429. You're coming out for the Freedom Festival on July 4th. Going to be at the San Bernardino Fairgrounds. You're going to set the tone before we light off all these rockets.
That's exactly right, man. You know how we do it, man. Listen, it's an honor to be able to be a part of any July 4th celebration. But this is going to be a great time, man. It's going to be a great afternoon, great night. And then, like you said, once we get things moving, there's going to be an awesome fireworks show after the show. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast.
What does freedom mean to you, Jason? You look at 2019 in our modern age. You look at the American dream. What still gets you excited about America's freedom?
Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of people don't get the opportunity to travel the world and see all the different countries and stuff like that. I have to say, after all the places that I've been around the world, I'm still quite sure that we live in the greatest country in the world. I do believe that. And largely because of the freedom that we enjoy of expression. And obviously there are negative parts of that expression as well, but the fact that we can stand out on a fairgrounds and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, the only name that saves and the name that changes people, is pretty awesome. I mean, you can go out on a fairgrounds, you can proclaim any name that you want. There's one that has power to save. And so for us, it's such a blessing to be able to do that in an open air forum, crank it up real loud, let people hear us all around town. That's what it's going to be about.
So, as a guy who lives in Tennessee, you know how to light off some fireworks. You've had some fun with fireworks over the years.
We have these massive fireworks stores, like, as soon as you cross the state line, and I happen to live right at the state line. So, oh yeah, there's massive, massive buildings that we just go and pick them all up. We have a lake just right off our property line. Guy must spend, like, an incredible amount of money, but we get the whole works. We get to watch it from the side. It's pretty awesome, man.
I actually have an affinity for the amateur fireworks shows that our neighbors put on.
Right. I think they're more fun to watch the people on the ground trying to light them off and not get in trouble, right? Like, that's always, I mean, it can be scary, but I know you've seen the video where the dog runs up and grabs a Roman candle and it runs around in circles. Like, that's awesome. So,
oh, yeah. Where I grew up in Michigan, you could light off anything you wanted. It was all legit. And I remember we were at a barbecue one year on 4th of July, and a friend of mine had like those mortar shells, those things that look like,
well, oh, sure,
like almost like the size of golf balls or maybe even almost the size, sure, of baseballs. And you drop them in this canister, launch them off in the air, and they look awesome. Well, they actually had a hose nearby, and they had launched him in a wheelbarrow, and he put like more than one in there just thinking, oh, this will be fun.
Gosh.
Like, ha, 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 ha. And like, I don't know, the trajectory of the one lighting off the other knocked it over, and it was in this wheelbarrow, so you know there's like the angle, right? So it falls over, launches the thing like up, and it spins over to the right. Oh, is it? It's somebody's house. It was just like, oh, the dogs are running around. It was crazy. We're like, do not try this at home, kids. The only thing I can think of worse than that would be like lighting the black cats off that blow up in your hand, and you're just like, no, the fuse went too fast.
Oh, yeah. Man, there's something about, you know what I think it is? I think it's when you light fireworks, for whatever reason, everybody shows up. It's like your family is outside, and maybe cell phones aren't being quite used, and people are just hanging out. And for me, that's the thing, right? That I get to hug my son and my daughter and stand next to my wife and just for a few moments, just be in awe of something, right? And not be so distracted by what's next on the Instagram feed and what's next on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. And, you know, I love it. I look forward to it. And again, and what a great opportunity for a family to come together and come out and celebrate the freedom that we have, but also celebrate the life that we have because of the sacrifice of Christ. And we're super excited about the 4th and love everything that has to do with it and what it represents. And we're going to try to ring it in style.
We're in a special new season with our friends from Building 429, and I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking to Jason Roy. You've been evolving, writing so many songs over the years that you've written. Other bands have recorded and performed. You lead worship as well at your church, but you have a brand new album and a new project, and Fear No More is your new song that we're playing here on SOS Radio. You see a lot of anxiety. You see a lot of depression in our culture. You see a lot of fear. Sometimes it's the fear of the future. Sometimes it's the fear of our past. And sometimes it's the fear of missing out. Which one of those have you struggled with the most?
Man, I think that more than anything for me, the struggle that I have the most, my biggest fear is the fear of the future, to be transparent. Like, that's the thing that I fight the most, because I want to be a good father. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good man in general. And sometimes time flies and you wake up one day and you go, man, I really thought I was going to be further along than I am today. And then I think the struggle is you start going, oh man, well, how do I get to where I want to be from here? And so you start kind of stressing out, at least I do. And so, you know, fear has had its place in my life as well because of sicknesses and illnesses of the people that I love around me, or even the setbacks in my personal career. But one of the things that we know is that the scripture talks about fear over and over and over and over again. We're told to fear not repeatedly. And one of the things that as I was writing this song, which by the way is, I think, one of the more transparent looks at fear in my own life. So when you listen to Fear No More, just know you're listening to a guy who's dealing with his own fears, right? But the setbacks in our life are always the setups for the kingdom of God. I mean, if we sit here and talk about our testimony, we're always going to point to the moments where we failed, where we fell short, where we were on our knees and we were down and out for the count. But God showed up and did something incredible. And because of that knowledge, we are able to share this testimony of the goodness of God. And also, we're able to say, I don't have to be afraid today because I've seen the setbacks become the setups for the kingdom of God over and over again. And so that's what we were writing about when we wrote this song. Man, it's been so cool to see people like just engage and connect to the song, especially in a society that is so fearful, to be reminded again and again that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is always with us. He is for us, not against us. And we don't have to be afraid as we walk out the days that we have remaining before us. And that's really the whole idea behind the song, Fear No More.
It's like that verse where it says, the Lord's the unending source of encouragement and joy, even when things are difficult. I mean, isn't that the whole essence of overcoming fear?
It is so true, because if you allow your source of joy to be anything else, whether it be money, whether it be your career, whether it be, you know, your family, once we point our whole heart on the Lord and we go, He will be the source of joy for my life, then that joy can kind of overcome the circumstances that are only momentary in this life, you know? And so I totally agree with that, man. And I, again, it's not something I've mastered, but it's something that I'm constantly working towards, recognizing that the joy of the Lord will be my strength as I walk through this life.
We're talking about tackling fear head on with Jason Roy of Building 429 today at SOS Radio. So interesting how our source of joy affects our complete point of view on life. And if we're trying to tackle fear, we do have to think about what joy is and where we're focusing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that modern society tells us that every post on social media, every post tells us what joy should look like. And very few of them show us that joy is the knowledge that we are loved fully by a creator who has plans to prosper us and not to do us harm. They're mostly good vibes, and good vibes can turn to bad vibes really fast, but a good God never turns to a bad God. Our God is good consistently over and over and over and over again. And so even with my kids, as they're young, and you know, my son's 15 and my daughter's 13, we're constantly trying to redirect and redirect and redirect their hearts and their minds towards the goodness of God, even when things are difficult, because the greatest miracles of my life and the most impactful and powerful moments of my life have always been the moments when I could not, but God did. And that's the whole idea behind the setback is the setup and being able to say, you know what, I'm not going to be afraid in today's moment because I didn't have to be afraid in the past because God consistently showed up. If He's done it before, He'll do it again. I have confidence in who He is, and my circumstances will not change that knowledge.
Building 429 is joining us at the Freedom Festival in the high desert this Independence Day, and it's coming up quick. We're talking with Jason Roy of Building 429. You're going to be setting the tone with a whole bunch of music as we're doing our patriotic activities all afternoon. And then they're lighting off the fireworks as soon as you wrap this up. But what does freedom in Christ mean to you, Jason?
Freedom in Christ, to me, is very clear. It is that when God looks at me, He does not see my sin. He sees the blood of Christ. And that freedom then allows me to walk with so much more confidence, because I know that even today as a believer, I'm flawed and I still have to fight with my sin nature. You know, I still have to fight with those things. And there are times when I fail, man, but to know that God looks at me and He sees the blood of Christ, and that Christ looks at me and says, you're worth it. You are worth it. Even in your darkest moment, Jason, I love you and you are worth it. It gives me so much more hope to walk out my days with a light and with a hopeful heart and believing that the best days for me are still in front of me. They're not behind me. And I think that that's what freedom in Christ looks like. It's the knowledge that we have been set free from the burden of the sins that we have committed and from the struggles that we face, that it's by grace, not by our works, that we have been set free. That knowledge right there, when you really let that settle in on your heart, that it's by grace, not by our works, man, it changes your whole perspective on the world. And because of the grace of God, you can have a whole open heart and have this whole different concept on what the world looks like as you walk through it. You don't have a God who's waiting to try to call you out and call you evil. You have a God who loves you because of his son. That's really cool.
That's what freedom's all about, huh, Jason?
It is for me, man. And that's not all the way. I grew up in a pretty super conservative Southern Baptist background where I thought God was mad at me all the time. And man, I'll tell you, man, it's been freedom for me to walk out the idea that there's nothing that I've done that makes me worthy. It is only what Christ has done. And that is complete freedom.
Talking to Jason Roy from Building 429 today at SWS Radio. They're going to be a part of the Freedom Festival over at the San Bernardino Fairgrounds, July the 4th. And they're going to be setting the tone with all kinds of music before we light off all those fireworks that are going to be seen all over the high desert. Thanks for checking in today, Jason.
Bless you, man. Thank you so much for the time. Can't wait to see you.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.